Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the audience. Thank you for being open to what the hell I have to say. You know, this self-proclaimed happiness specialist, don't think that my life is just, I'm just skipping through the tulips and everything is wonderful. No, I have challenges just like everybody else, but this is the difference. This is the difference. You know, when I was younger, and I say this on shows, but I keep getting new listeners, and I want to welcome the new listeners. Welcome to the show. But when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. Raise your hand out there if you want to be happy. Raise your hand if you could use more happiness in your life. I think it's a global issue. I think it is a massive, massive, you know, we talk about our differences, but I think that who doesn't want to be happy? And how people go about it is different because we all are as different as our fingerprints. But what I found is this word happiness can be interchanged with internal peace, having a vibration of contentment, having an energy of satisfaction, going through, navigating through this life with your shoulders down and relaxed, regardless of what hits you, because you know this life is all about sometimes the waters are peaceful and sometimes the waters are rough. And that is what life is. It is a roller coaster of events, a roller coaster of emotions, a roller coaster of feelings. And what I have discovered and what I share on this show every single week for the last, geez Louise, how many? Almost 9 years now, is how to experience more peace. How to experience more happiness in your life. How to feel content. Can you imagine having a vibration? Because you know we're all energy and we all vibrate different frequencies at different times. Can you imagine vibrating that energy of peace at all times? Well, what I've discovered is, and it is the truth, that happiness and this peace that we're seeking and searching for and wanting, because it is a priority. If you ask me, it is the number one priority. How can you be happy? You got all the money in the world, but you're unhappy. You got the health, but you're unhappy. You got your titles, but you're unhappy. The relationship, but listen, it's the number one priority. I'm just going to be bold and say that. But This is the best part. Listen, audience, listen. Happiness is a practiced skill. So it all depends on what you are practicing in every moment. And the more you practice, like any other skill that you have, whether it be writing, whether it be speaking, whether it be musician, whether it be a gardener, whether it be whatever skill you have, you've had to practice to athlete, you have to practice to get to a point where it just comes naturally. The practice becomes your identity. And so what this show does, what Reality Spirituality, every Sunday at 9 a.m., is I teach and share what to practice. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes. I'm talking about the practice. The easier it becomes, and the more it becomes who you are. It's just like learning how to drive a stick shift. You know, when I remember learning how to drive a stick shift, and after a while, you don't have to think about, okay, first gear, second gear, third gear. It can even go to driving. It just comes automatic. So the more you practice these behaviors that add to happiness, and the more you practice eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness, guess what? Guess what, my dear audience? You will feel, you will vibrate at a peaceful, balanced, relaxed being. Regardless of what storm hits you, trust me on that one. In today's show, I have a few people in the queue, and I'm going to get to everybody in the queue today. But I want to share with especially the new listeners, because just catching you up to speed, that this show teaches how to experience more happiness. It also shares the definition. My definition of happiness is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Because I'm telling you, I'm speaking for myself, I'm up there saying, well, this needs to be happening, universe. Why isn't that happening, universe? Well, one of the biggest practices is, if something is happening, if you're experiencing something, that means you're supposed to experience it. And if you're not, that means you're not supposed to be experiencing that at that particular time. This is where trust comes in. Practicing trust, the only reason why you worry out there, the only reason why anyone worries, well, there's a reason, because we were programmed to worry, but the only reason why people worry is because they lack trust. They don't practice trusting. See, it always comes back to us, and that's how powerful we are. That's how powerful we are. We choose in every moment what we want to focus on and what we want to practice. I get a lot of this comment is a reoccurring comment, and I want to address it. I want to address it now, because it can fall under any category, but it's people like to ask hypothetical questions, and here I really don't do hypothetical questions, because I'm all about answers, questions, and solutions. Hypothetical questions, philosophical questions, can keep you going around and around and around and around and around and around forever. I mean, that's great, but here I'm into question, solution, problem, solution. So, but this one keeps coming up, and it's about people dealing with more the worst possible situation. I was looking at a video on YouTube, and this woman, she's actually on a television show, and she was sharing with her mother at the time that she had been molested at a very early age, 9 years old. She told her mother that she didn't want to be alone with this person, and the mother, you know, just chalked it up as, well, you two are fighting, and it come to find out that this guy was molesting her. I know this is a happiness show, but this is a very important point, because there is always something good that comes out of the most, oh, I'm going to use a label here, but I'm just going to use it, evil. There is always something that comes out of it. And so this woman is talking to her mother on YouTube, and they're and she's having this discussion because the mother, she was very angry with her mother for, I think, over a decade for not protecting her. You know, all of the things that come with a child asking for help, not receiving it. I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine the pain, the hurt, the shame. I mean, all of it. So, but this is a bigger picture. And this woman exposed everything and shared everything on YouTube, about her molestation and how angry she was with her mother. And she's talking to her mother at the same time. They're both sitting next to each other on a couch. And to see the evolution of the relationship from the anger, of course, anger at her mother, to the resolution, to her even being able to tell her mother, you know, you were an asshole. I mean, all of these things. Now this is out in the universe on YouTube, and any person can find it. Any person, and I'm telling you right now that the people, women, men, that need to see it will find it. The people that need to heal from that video will find it. That's what I mean when I say even the most horrific, evil circumstances, there is something to be gained from it. There is something to be taught. There is something to share. It's just that I'm going to speak for myself, my pea brain, if I look at that situation and say, oh, how horrible, and yes, it was, yes, it is, but to look even wider lens, to not just see one way. Life is about many perspectives. There are many shades to everything that happens. And so just the trust alone to know that other people will be helped, other people will be have an outlet, to know that they're not alone, to know that they went through the same thing too. You know, there is nothing new under the sun, nothing. From the Stone Ages, relationships have issues, have problems. And so our purpose here on this planet is to grow and evolve into being more aware, more conscious, and to share what you've learned. We are all gifts here, every single one of us. We are a gift to this planet. And just by being yourself, not by finding a purpose, not by looking at it, but be yourself without the programming of there's something wrong. It just really hit me how much service this woman is doing by sharing something that is very personal. And that programming of shame and not sharing, I mean, it just keeps things in the dark. You will be surprised at how much lighter, I'm just going to speak from that, how much lighter I felt when I got rid of the shame. Do you realize, this is one of my shameful, and I'm just going to get to the topic really quick too, but one of the things that I was ashamed of for decades, since the second grade, is being adopted, because my mother was ashamed of having to adopt a child, as opposed to all her sisters were able to have children, all her brothers were able to have natural children. But that shame of, I remember, I'll never forget, I came home and I said, hey, Mom, Mrs. Jones didn't know I was adopted. And I said this before on the show, and my mother just looked at me and she says, that's nothing to share, that's nothing to talk about, that's private business, don't tell anyone, you never tell anyone. And I grew up probably, what was I, 25 years old? Yeah, 25 years old, before I said it out loud to someone, to my husband, the guy I was marrying. I didn't even tell him. Until my grandmother said, well, you need to tell him you're adopted. He really needs to know that. Like it is a mark of death. So the shame runs deep. And I just urge and share with all of you is to let go of these things. Let go of these programs, emotions, these things that keep us in one spot. Keep us in the dark. Keep us hidden. Okay. Today's topic, and we have a few people on the queue. Trust me, I will get to you. Give me, 10 minutes or so, because I want to talk about today's topic. And today's topic, it's really, really, it's five obstacles to happiness. I'm not saying five main obstacles. I'm not saying the five biggest obstacles, but these are five obstacles to happiness. And the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because I've been having to practice extra, extra hard, trusting, letting go, and practice these five obstacles, especially in the last couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on with the full moon ever since the 13th of May. There has been some rustling with the moon, with the stars, with the atmosphere. There has been some shit going on. I mean, there's been some stuff in the air, dusted up, stuff in the air. And so with that said, there have been days where I'm thinking, oh, universe, why have you left me? What's going on? And this is, I listed five of the things that I've had to practice extra, extra this last week and a half. One of the biggest obstacles to happiness is living in the past or living in the future. Living in the past or living in the future. Now, that is self-explanatory. But there is a program, and you know, I talk about my second book, which is going to be titled Program for Unhappiness. And there is a programming. Trust me, my dear audience, it's not your fault. You were programmed to believe, you were programmed to think, you were programmed to behave a certain way when certain things happen. You lose your wallet, you're programmed to be anxious, you're programmed to get nervous, you're programmed to say, oh God, this is terrible. It's a programming. And what I want to share is it is the programming that makes us suffer. Not the actual event, the programming. This life is an experience without judgment. All judgments are programmed. Interchange the word program to brainwash, to condition, whatever word you feel fits with you, fits for you. Brainwash is the same thing. So it is a programming to worry. It is a programming. And who teaches to trust? Who teaches to practice trust in every moment? Anyway, I'm getting off the topic. To either live in the past or to live in the future. Now, dropping the past, letting go of yesterday, is such a, I don't know about you, but when I go out, people are always talking about yesterday, what happened on the news, what happened last week, what happened 5 years ago. I have people that I talk to that tell me about a surgery that they had 10 years ago. Not judging, I'm just saying, obstacles to peace, obstacles to happiness are living in the past or living in the future. Talking about the past or talking about the future. Now, There are exceptions to the past. I mean, if you're sitting down having fond memories that are going to put you in a place of relaxation, smile on your face, that's totally different. But if you're reliving, rehashing memory and thinking about something that bothers you, that irritates you, that annoys you, that pissed you off, how is that helping you in the present moment? It is an obstacle. So all I ask you to do is to be aware of it, and like I say with anything else, ask the universe for help. Ask the universe for help, meaning ask the universe, how can I live in the present moment? How do I live in the present moment? How can I stay in the present moment? Just ask the universe for help with that. And believe me, you will get the help, you will get the assistance, you will start, it will happen. I can't tell you when, but you planted the seed and you know whatever you ask the universe for, you will get an answer. So ask the universe for help. And this thing about living in the future, what's going to happen? Am I going to get a job? Am I going to find the person I meet? When you're thinking about the future, you're robbing yourself of the richness, of the joy, of the fullness of the present moment. So ask the universe again, how can I live in the present moment? How can I let go of future? How can I let go of past? Ask the universe for help. That's the first big obstacle, one big obstacle to happiness. The second one is, here we go. And I don't care how big it is, and I don't care how little it is. You know, big and little, that doesn't exist in the universe. Big and little is another judgment, but I digress. The other obstacle to happiness is, here we go, having any expectations. I have to say that twice. Having any expectation. What does that mean? That even means not expecting the sun to shine the next morning. Well, that is a real big one. I took you from something small to a real big leap. Let's scratch the sun thing, because it is going to be shining. Well, let me say this. I have no idea, but it's supposed to be shining for a while. Having any expectation. You want to get rid of all of your heartbreak, all of your disappointment forever, for the rest of your life, for the rest of this life? Let go of expectations. That means if you call someone, don't expect them to call you back. I'm going to the simplest things. If you text someone, don't expect them to text you right back. See, this expectation, when you eliminate all expectations, you will eliminate heartbreak and disappointment forever. And again, I'm raising my hand on this because, truth be told, this happiness specialist discovered, I still have expectations. I mean, I have to give myself a pat on the back because I'm about 90%, 95% free of expectations. But damn it if the universe exposes me to find more. I had a few more expectations that I didn't even know I had. But as soon as they are exposed, I expected that to happen. Yes, I did. I'll give you the example that just happened. Okay, that just happened on Saturday. So, again, don't think that I'm skipping through this life. I have an infestation. You heard me. An infestation, because there are kitchen cabinets here, all wood. I don't even know what kind of wood this is. All wood, all cabinets, built-in cabinets, all wood, all throughout this treehouse. Of course, it's a treehouse. It's made out of cabinets, wood, real wood. Okay, here we go. I have an infestation got to laugh about it. I just discovered a few months ago of powder post beetles. Powder post beetles. And they're like termites. And what they do is they bore into the wood and they leave these little tiny holes, these little pinholes. It's the size of the top of a pin. It's so small, but there's hundreds of them. And I didn't even realize that I saw these little black things. I'm like, what is this? What are these black little, and the bugs are dead after they bore through the wood. What is this? So I'm doing research on Google. Come to find out, that's what I have. I mean, I've bought solutions. I've had exterminators in, and some exterminators don't even know how to treat it. But finally, last week, I went to the building supply, and the person and the supplier that sold the wood for these cabinets, because you got to go all the way back to that, found out that the wood wasn't properly treated, okay? The wood wasn't treated properly, or else I wouldn't have this issue. Uh-oh, that's okay. Or else I wouldn't have this issue. I'm going to get to all the calls. I have a couple people that hung up. That's all right. That's okay. So what was I going to say? Oh. Okay, stay on the line if you still want to chat with me. I'll get to you. Or you can also send me emails with your questions. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Okay, back to the story. Hold on a second. Back to the story. Okay. So there was a gentleman that was supposed to come to the house Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. The gentleman that's in charge of the supplied the wood, 8 o'clock. Well, guess what? I knew that person. I had an expectation that person was going to show. We confirmed it during the week. He's the one who gave me the time. It's 8 o'clock, it's 8:05, it's 8:10. 8:05, 8:10, nobody's here. I text, and sure enough, he forgot. He forgot. He's at another location. It's about 45 minutes away from the treehouse. He forgot. I had an expectation that he was going to show up. I had an expectation that he was going to assess the damage and find a solution. How many cabinets need to be replaced? Well, guess what? That expectation gave me a vibration of frustration, anger. How could he forget? Doesn't he know? Oh, this is the other one. It's serious. This problem is serious. It's supposed to be taken care of now. Oh, that's another obstacle to happiness. That's going to be next week. Impatience. So having an expectation, even though, and of course it just got me underneath, even though I practiced not having expectations, I did have an it slipped in. And sure enough, it bothered me. Now, if I didn't have any expectations that he was going to show up, and I also let go of that energy of this is serious, I would have been able to flow through the morning with no problem and just scheduling another appointment. The third thing, here we go. The third thing that is an obstacle to happiness is blaming feelings on any events or anybody else. Blaming your feelings on someone else or blaming your feelings on an event. Here we go. Let's go right back to the first example with the powder post beetle. Now, I'm going to blame the reason why I'm upset reason why I'm put off, the reason why I'm irritated, the reason why I'm annoyed, the reason why I am, oh, God, these incompetent, not, I didn't say incompetent wasn't a word I used. What did I say? Customer service, lacking customers. What's wrong with the customer? All of that had nothing to do with the fact, here we go, had nothing to do with the fact that the guy did not show up and the guy forgot the appointment. But I sure did blame it on him. I sure did blame it on that event. I sure did blame it on the fact that he didn't show up, he forgot, he confirmed and he didn't. And I blamed all of those feelings that I had on that particular person, on that particular event. And I know better. And I practice this shit all the time. I know better. And I practice all the time. So see, even Michael Jordan misses a shot. Even Tom Brady has an interception. If you know me, you know I love sports. Well, I love basketball and football and baseball during the World Series. Even the best of the best of the people that practice, and the NBA Finals are coming on. I'm going to get to your call in just a moment. I'm going to get to your call, area code 856. In fact, you know, I'm going to take a quick break, and let me go to my calls because you're very patient waiting for me. Hold on just a second. Area code 856. Area code 856. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Rosemary. How are you?
Hi, Rosemary.
Great.
Hi, Rosemary. Welcome. What's going on?
Not much. I had a little chaos here and there the whole month, so whatever you can pick up, like craziness, still is.
Okay.
Dingled down, so just want to move forward and get what I want, and if that makes sense. Relationship, newer job, and higher paying job, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. That does make sense. Did you listen to part of the show in the beginning when I said obstacles to happiness, living in the future or living in the past?
Yep. Yes.
And so are you living in the future or wanting to know what the future is going to bring?
What the future brings, because I'm getting annoyed with everything I do, like for manifesting and letting go and stuff like that. It's not happening, if that makes sense.
Well, it does make sense, but let me come back to something, because this is you're like, trust me, you're not alone. You're like everybody else out there, including myself. And one of the things that is very difficult to practice, but it is a key. It is a key to finding peace and maintaining peace, is trusting. Can you give me an example, any time in your life, it doesn't matter when it was, that you've actually let go and trusted?
How about a relationship? Let it go so many times and trusted it. Doesn't happen. And the job, it's about 5 months. I just got a newer job, but it's not enough financially and stuff like that. So it's like those two coincide. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So now this is what I'm feeling from you. Okay, put your seatbelt on, sweetie pie. Put your seatbelt on for this one, okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a vibe from you that you live or stay in a place of being dissatisfied.
Yeah, with certain people, yeah.
Well, no, not about certain people. This is about, this is a hard one. This is about the person in the mirror.
Oh, with me, not really much, because right now I'm, like, taking care of myself and putting my health back together. Does that make sense now? So
yes, it does make sense. So the thing, this is what the practice is. The because you're either vibrating a sense of satisfaction or you're vibrating a sense of dissatisfaction. So you're either satisfied or you're either dissatisfied. And, you know, there's no in-between. It's like being pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. So if there's a practice of feeling, vibrating, having an energy of satisfaction, regardless of what your eyes tell you, regardless of what your bank account tells you, regardless of what the job is, it is vibrating an energy of satisfaction. And if you are vibrating an energy of dissatisfaction, I'm telling you right now that your future moments are going to also be dissatisfaction too. And I want to say that it's not your fault. You're an innocent victim in this, because it is a programming of dissatisfaction. I mean, look around the world, anywhere you want to look, it's all about selling dissatisfaction. And when you practice, or when you ask the universe, it's not about these specifics about a job or a relationship. It's a bigger picture. Asking the universe to, how can I vibrate? How can I feel satisfied? How can I trust more? And how can I vibrate satisfaction? Regardless of the small details, meaning job, people, money, health. It is a vibration that I'm talking about. It's a vibration that we're seeking, not specific things. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and I can feel that you really got that. I can feel that you really got that, because I'm getting chills.
It's a long way coming.
So I would say,
long way coming, and it's not happening fast enough.
Yeah, but see, this is what's so good about you, that you, one of the things you are too is you're open. You're open because sometimes what happens is, and I'm just going to speak for myself, when, you know, the shit just piles on and piles on and piles on, I can't be anything else but open. Okay, universe, open me up. What's next? I'm ready. I remember telling the universe, well, I want it this way, and I want this to happen, and I want that to change. And they said, you don't trust our plan for you? You don't trust that our plan is serving you in the highest way? You don't trust that? You're telling us you don't want our plan, you want your plan? You're telling us you know better, your ego knows better? You don't trust us? And then, of course, I have to be, you know, surrender all the way down and say, no, all right, I trust. I let go of wanting anything other than what's happening. That's what I mean when I say living satisfied in each moment. But it's a programming, it's a brainwashing to be dissatisfied. I'm dissatisfied. I want something else. I want something different. I don't get it. But it's really to enjoy this ride, this journey we call life, to enjoy the ride. And that's what I mean. Don't you want to enjoy the ride? More than anything else, enjoy it.
Oh, I do. If it's how do you say it, in the present moment.
You sure?
Yeah, sure.
All right, okay. So when you really want to enjoy the ride, you start letting go and you start recognizing that there are two voices. There are two entities that live in our head. And one of them is that voice, that critical voice, that voice that says, oh, there's something wrong, that voice that says something needs to change, that voice that judges, that voice that wants more, that voice that does that is dissatisfied. That voice, realize that there is, that voice is not you. Realize that that is, you know, some people call it ego, whatever, the critical mind, whatever you want to call it, that is not you at your core. You are a peaceful entity, a peaceful being, and you are okay, and you are at peace with whatever journey you are on, whatever your journey is bringing to you, is showing you, you're okay with it. It's your ego that's not okay with it. And it's up to us to recognize the difference and know the difference and feel the difference. So it's, cool. You're not the one frustrated. You're not the one dissatisfied. It's even deeper. Can you practice? And then just ask the universe, hey, universe, how can I recognize? It's like putting the ego on a stage, and you're witnessing the ego as opposed to identifying with the ego.
Okay. Got it. Cool.
You're really special. You're really special. Ask the universe for help, sweetie. Ask for help. That's what I do every single day. Help, help. And sometimes I call them assholes because I really don't. Listen, if it was my plan, it wouldn't be looking like this. But I realize that it's not. So just surrender, ask, and ask for more of a vibration and satisfaction. And know the difference between you and that ego. And it's, you are not your ego. You're not. And I love you. I love you for calling, and I love you for asking and being part of the show. Thank you. And you, not only, this is not for you. This is not for you. This is for everybody listening. You are helping every person listening to this. Know that.
Got it. Appreciate it.
Wasn't that a great call? I really love that question and that call. And that is so common, so common. Now, where was I? I was talking about the other things that are five obstacles. And again, I have a few people in the queue. And if you want to speak with me live, just press the number one, and you will be. And there will be a little button that goes, oh, hold on a second. I have a few people that want to talk to me now. Hold on a second. This is area code 510-510. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hey, how are you doing? This is Aaron.
Aaron, are you calling from last week?
I am calling from last week.
Are you the wonderful person I talked about? We talked last week, Aaron?
Yes.
Yay! I was wondering if you were going to call back, but I didn't have any expectations. But I sure was hoping that you would call back.
Oh.
Thank you so much for calling back. And what did you think about all week, or what changed for you since last week?
A lot of things were already I suppose things were already set in motion. And so things regarding some people I was talking to
mm-hmm.
or used to talk to, people that I talk to now, things are changing for us. I know you gave me two tasks. They kind of escaped me right now.
I did give you homework, and you forgot your homework.
Yeah, my dog ate it.
Yeah, remember how you said last week you only laugh at stuff that's funny? That was kind of funny what you said.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
Life is very serious. The moments that are funny, you know, I try to value moments. And I guess I'm just learning to let things go, and or trying to, for the most part.
What are the three biggest things you want to let go of? Let me, because one of the things that I like to do is I'm very specific, because if there is an issue or a quote-unquote problem, I like to dive in, dissect the problem, and come up with a solution. Are you game with that with me?
Sure.
Okay, so what is what? Give me one of your biggest challenges. Or I want three. Give me your first biggest challenge that keeps you quote unquote in this state of seriousness.
Finances. That's one thing that keeps me serious. Getting close to people. That's the second thing that keeps me serious. And three, life experience.
Well, life experience is too broad. Let's get more specific.
I guess from having a series of traumatic issues keeps me serious. Experiencing traumatic issues. Growing up until now, up until this point. You know,
okay,
those
so you're
experiences
talking
kept
about
me. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about things that happened to you in the past that were very traumatizing, very serious. And you're unable to shake it. And is it a reliving of it, or is it just a keep? You just can't shake it.
All the above.
Okay. That's a lot. Let's try to tackle. Which one would you like to tackle first?
I don't know. I mean,
okay,
I guess you can choose
you.
One.
Yeah. Let me just flow with it. First of all, Aaron, let me say something to you that you know, I said last week that you were serious. You know, you have the serious vibe. The other vibe that you have is you really are open to, and I can feel it. That you are ready for something different. I'm not saying ready for something better, ready for something good, but you are ready for something different. There is a time and a place that I'm just going to say for myself, I was so sick and tired of, I was a bitch on wheels. It was my way or the highway. I was always arguing. I was unhappy. I was blaming. I was miserable. And I made everybody around me miserable. Sorry. It's funny now. When I say made everybody around me miserable, I know that I can't make anybody around, but I got this all the time. Being around was like walking on eggshells because you never know when I was going to blow up. I was a walking time bomb. Mm-hmm. And I blamed everybody and everything for my problems, how I was feeling, all of it. And it got mm-hmm. to a point where all I wanted to do was be happy. All I wanted to do was feel peace. And so whenever you ask the universe, and that's an assignment, write this down. This is really big. Ask the universe, how can I feel differently? How can I vibrate different than what I'm vibrating? How can I feel lighter? Those questions, I'm telling you, write them down, ask the universe every, and I'll know how committed you are by how much you practice. Now, you don't have to practice learning a new meditation or learning new the new mantra, but just ask the universe for what you, I want to feel lighter. You don't ask the universe for money. I mean, you can. I don't ask the universe for money, but I ask, how can I feel lighter? How can I feel more peaceful? How can I lighten up? How can I relax? How can I laugh more? See, let's hit the financial thing. This finance is a running theme, especially in this country. I'm just going to say this country because I live in the United States. So in this country, finances is always finances. Finances a lot, finances a little. So do you think having say you have $200 million in the bank now? Is that going to change anything else, your vibration? Is that going to change anything else?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? You think money is a solution?
Oh, I know. It's one of them. It's a big one. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so money is going to solve problems for you.
It'll solve some of them.
Okay, so solving some of them, meaning paying bills off, that kind of thing?
Paying bills off. I mean, that's one thing that it can do. It can also do get me a lot of nice things and the things I desire. You know, be able to go to different places and I don't have to work for some idiot telling me, hey, you know. I don't like fucking with those type of people. You know, if I don't have to, I kind of roll my eyes when they give me all these redundant tasks that I already know that they know that I'm supposed to be doing or whatever. I'm just like, So, yeah, that scenario would be taken care of, and I would have the means and the time to invest in the things that I actually care about, engage in hobbies.
What do you care about? Because I feel you talking about it, and I feel you really are lightening up with the talking about it and the discussion of okay, I can have money to do what I want to do. I don't have listen. I can travel. I can, you know, hobbies that I'm interested in. I mean, you actually started lightening up with all of that stuff, right? Thinking about it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And engaging in all the hobbies that I like to get into at my own time. Yeah. I mean, it would make up for, I mean, it wouldn't completely heal everything, but it would certainly make up for a lot of lost time. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I don't even want to do this to you because you're such a cool guy. I don't even want to do this. I don't even want to say it, but I'm going to have to. You have a seatbelt? Put a seatbelt on over there, okay? Put a seatbelt on, Aaron. You ready?
Is it disrespectful and nasty?
No, it's not disrespectful and nasty. I promise, never. No. No.
Oh, okay.
The other thing about disrespectful, that's so interesting. Nobody can disrespect you. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Okay, so the whole thing is thinking that something outside of self, whether it's money, whether it's a relationship, thinking that something outside of self is going to bring any satisfaction. I know what we're all programmed to believe. Go ahead.
You said any form of satisfaction?
Well, there's going to be a brief moment of satisfaction, but it's not going to be lasting. It's not going to be, it's like eating potato chips. Potato chips taste really great while you're eating them, but they really don't have any substance. You know, it's not going to last. So you'll have satisfaction for a moment. You might have satisfaction for a couple of moments, but you want something lasting, or you want something that's just for moments? Because the evidence out there is, look at all the people with all the money. Look at the people with countless amounts of money, from the Michael Jacksons to the Robin Williams to the Prince to the Anthony Bourdain, to all of these people that have all this money, and where is the satisfaction?
Oh, that's worst case scenario. But, you know, they've had moments that are like, I'm sure they've had moments in their life that are just like, wow, you know.
Right, but you want something lasting. You want something lasting. See, what you're seeking, and correct me if I'm wrong, is having a feeling, having a sense of peace, internal peace. And that peace, you know, we're programmed and thought to think that, okay, peace is going to come from having a lot of money, but trust me, the satisfaction that I'm talking about is deeper than a moment to moment. I can buy anything I want, and I can work on hobbies that I want. The satisfaction that I'm talking about is deeper than that, and that's where I thought you wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean that's one of them. Like, I listed three things.
Okay.
That one, and particularly about finances. I mean, that would, for me personally, it would help a whole lot of things.
Okay, so I have another hard question. Do you think you would be able to find peace, the peace that you're looking for, without having any money?
I think there's a time without having any money. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any peace without having money?
Well, no. The question is, would you be able to find peace or happiness, same thing, without having money?
What? Without having money. Any mm-hmm. money? No.
You're so cute. The reason why I'm saying that is I've met homeless people that are happier than the people that are the wealthiest. People that don't live in this country, that don't, I mean, if you went over to a third world country and they're hunting and fishing for their food, and you know handed them $500, they're going to look at you and say, what the hell you want me to do with that? So
right.
I just want you to look at this whole money thing with just a different perspective. The money is not going to bring peace. I mean, it's going to bring some things, yeah. But if peace is what you're really wanting and desiring, money isn't going to do it. There are so many. I remember meeting this one homeless guy, and I'm usually giving people money. And he said, I don't want your money. I'm good without your money. He says, what a beautiful day. I mean, this guy, I look forward to seeing him every day too, had the best attitude, most peaceful attitude, with no money.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is a shift in your perspective, thinking that you're going to find or get peace from having money is just not true. That's all I want to say about that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you.
I don't know about
I
that.
I get it. I know. I know. Let's go to the second thing. What your second thing was.
Getting
close to people.
There you go. Yeah, I know it gets steep. Certain people are kind of, you know how it is in life. You deal with people, you talk to people, and some people, if they're cool enough, for lack of a better word, then you build a rapport with them, and other people, you're just like, you kind of deal with them at arm's length, where you don't particularly deal with them at all. And I've learned that. Actually had to learn that. Which wasn't fun. I can tell you that. Everyone from childhood friends to relatives to a woman I may have been dealing with. Yeah, I had to learn the hard way.
Well, now that's another one, another seatbelt time, because this was really hard for me to get and understand also. That the most significant relationship, the most valued, important relationship, the most secure relationship, the relationship that I was seeking had nothing to do with a person. It had to do with my relationship. I don't know if you say God or universe or spirit or higher power. I don't know what you say. It is the relationship that I have with the universe. That's it. These people, and I have an only son, and I'm going to throw him in there. These people, including my only son, are not where I put, what do they say? You put your eggs all in one basket. I don't put my eggs in any of their baskets. All eggs go into the universe, So it's your relationship with the universe. These people are flawed, are disappointing, are mean, have their own issues, are confused, are damaged, are hurt, are angry, are sad. All these people are dealing with that. So why the hell, I'm only going to speak for myself, why the hell would I put anything into a person? I mean, my own mother disinherited me. I have countless examples of these people until I finally got hit in the head where my relationship is the relationship with the universe, not with these people. I mean, I can have relationships with them, but it's not. It only goes so deep because they're flawed, including myself. So the relationship, the most important, the main relationship is your relationship with the universe. How is that relationship going? That's what I want to ask you.
I understand some of it now. When people say they have a relationship with the universe, I mean, because I've always viewed the universe as a multiplicity of different energies. So if I were to call on to something, I would be specific. So in my mind, if I say, hey, universe, this and that, I mean, I can get anybody responding to me. In my mind, I know how some people are when they say universe. It's almost like saying a benevolent. They're expecting a benevolent to respond to them. You know what I mean? with me, myself,
so,
I like to be consistent. I like to. Mm-hmm.
No. So are you saying that you, and listen, I got a lot of people that don't believe there is a God or there is a universe or is a higher power. Is that what you're telling me, or you don't feel connected to that energy?
I mean, that's a very, very lengthy, that would be a very huge response and a whole topic within itself. I mean, because I don't think is the same as everybody else when it comes to spirituality and connectedness with source, or, you know, I'll use the term source for lack of a better word.
I like the word source. I like that word. That's a good word, too.
Right.
So
yeah.
What is your relationship with source? What is it? Do you have one with source? Do you have a relationship with source?
I think
it's
either
yes
or
no.
I don't have a relationship with source. If I did, I would imagine it would be beyond my comprehension at this time.
So
if
are you saying
sense.
That you... So when I ask that question, so it's either, and the only reason why I'm really forcing or beating you up over this, I'm beating you up with a wet spaghetti noodle, beating you up over this. So would you say today in this present time, do you have, because I heard you talk about more than once relationships with these other people, relationships with the past, relationships with, you know, people at work and all that. And my question is, do you have a relationship with source, active relationship with source, an active relationship with source? So that's either you feel yes or you feel no. And either answer is good. Now, I'm just trying to get, dig in deep here. I'm trying to dig in deep.
I would say yes. I would go ahead and say yes.
And how does that look? I mean, how does that manifest? I mean, how does that relationship that you have with source, because just because you say yes doesn't mean that I'm going to believe yes. So I'm going to have to push you again. You know, I'm one of those assholes that's going to really push. That's really going to push. So how does that relationship with source look like? I mean, how does it look in a day? How did it look yesterday?
Oh, well, with me, I'll expect some things, you know, and I mean, it's a very different type of relationship. It's not like, I mean, I wouldn't compare it to anybody else. I mean, it would just be my personal relationship.
Okay. But you're saying that it is active. In other words, there's a difference between being dormant and being active. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you have an active relationship with source or a dormant relationship with source?
I mean, it responds. You know, I'll ask for certain things or I put certain things out there and I'll get a response. It may not be as quick as I want it to be. Or how I want it to be. And I have my own expectations aside from, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Join the club, honey. Join the club, because trust me, I don't get what I ask for or when I ask for it either. Join the club.
Right. Right, yeah, I mean, you know, I would imagine that would be with anybody. And some people get things at a certain point in time, and they, you know, they get what we would refer to as blessings. Like, there's somebody right now who's going to win the Mega Millions tonight. somebody's going to win that $200 million as you were talking about. Somebody's going to win that. Mm-hmm. I would love, more than love, to have that in my bank account. But somebody's going to win that. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be me either. But mm-hmm. I'll have responses for other things that I may ask for or may not ask for. I mean, I think in my mind, as intelligent as the universe is, I will never be able to, like, really figure it out. I mean, there's things that can reveal to me where I can be like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is how this happened. You know, or the universe made it manifest in this way. You know, I can graph it out. But mm-hmm. in broader terms, I wouldn't be able to figure out how. I mean, it's so vast. The intelligence of the universe.
Well, I get it. I get it. I get exactly what you're saying. And just to, I don't know if you listened earlier, but one of the things that the show's theme is five obstacles to happiness, and the first one listed was living in the future or living in the past. Second one is having expectations. The third one is blaming anyone or any event for how you're feeling. And the fourth one was right before I took your call. I hadn't talked about it. But one of the things, I wrote it down, is thinking that something is serious or thinking that something needs to be different for you to be happy. And this is huge. Thinking that when I say happy, I'm talking about an internal peace, a feeling of peace. Because really, and I'm listening to you, and I'm really feeling you, that you just want to feel peaceful. You just want to feel this feeling that we all felt when we were first born. It's just this feeling of being at ease with life. Regardless of what life brings, regardless of what life looks like, it's just feeling at ease, feeling at peace. You know, I used to think that when I was younger, I always wanted to live, you know, my parents went to Yosemite every year, always wanted to live in a forest. I find peace in the forest. Oh, I got a little peace of forest. I want to live in a place surrounded by trees, on and on and on, with the water flowing, trees. Doesn't that sound peaceful, Aaron? Doesn't that sound like a wonderful, peaceful place?
Yeah, but there's things inside of it that you're going to need. You know, ideally, I'll just say that's very peaceful. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but whatever I need has nothing, is not out there. It's not out there. It's not anything practical. All what I finally is that all of this that I'm seeking is all, and you've heard it before, and I know it's cliche, but all of it is found within. It's not the forest. It's not the money. It's not the relationships. It's not the hell. It's none of those things that we were taught and programmed to believe. It's this. It's found within. The struggle is always within. The struggle is always within. The suffering comes from within. There was a very famous movie. It was called A Beautiful Life. I think it won Academy Award. I don't know how many years ago, 20 years ago maybe. And do you remember that movie, A Beautiful Life?
I think I've heard of the title. I don't know who's in it.
It was years ago. You can Google it later. But it was about this man and his son. And his son was raised in a concentration camp. It's a true story. And so this man is in a concentration camp with his son, you know, back in World War II in Germany. And his son had no idea and no clue that he was in a torture chamber in a concentration camp because of the perspective that his father taught him. So life is a, now is that real? Yeah, this boy grew up with a different perspective of doom and gloom and concentration camp and torture. Not to say that that didn't happen, but it is a perspective. And what I'm really trying to get across is this perspective, these thoughts, these perspectives of if I have this, then I'm going to feel this. If I, it's all off if you're not dealing with the internal state. There is a freedom. Freedom is a state of mind. Peace is a state of mind. You can live in a prison cell. You can live in a concentration camp. You can have money or you can not have money. What I'm talking about is what's within. See, we were taught that, oh, it's out there. You get this, you feel that. Mm-hmm. And the world has countless examples of this happens. You win the lotto. Now you're gonna be. Ooh, life is great. That's another thing you can Google and do research on. There are tons of people that have won the lottery. They call it the lottery curse, and their lives upside down.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
So
but
what I'm
negatively
I'm really.
Okay. No, yeah.
I'm just. No, go ahead. No, I'm just really passionate about just in sharing that it is the perspective. And you know what? I'm going to give you this is going to be a really hard assignment. This is such a difficult assignment. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But your assignment is to all of those three things that you listed, this is really going to be, this is a hard one. I got to give you advanced stuff because you're an advanced guy. You're advanced. You're not a youngster to this. You're advanced. And so this is your advanced homework. Each one of those things that you listed about your obstacles, I want you to find something good about each one of those things that you listed.
What?
That's a blow, huh? I am such a, I'm so rude. I'm so mean. Why would I shove something that difficult?
Okay. The good things about the
three
things that I was serious about.
The three things. Your first one was your finances, and you're looking at your finances, doom and gloom, and not enough. I want you to find something good about you not having enough, quote, you know, this is your words, not having enough money. Find something good about that. Number two, the relationships with these people, you know, not getting close to these people. Find something good about not being close with people. I already came up with some for you, but I'm not gonna help you with your own homework. And the last one was, what was the last one? Oh, the past. The last one was the past and all the trauma. And trust me, I'm not trying to lighten it up. I'm not skipping through it. But find something good about what happened and how can that serve the world. Find something good about that. Find something that assisted you in this present moment. Those are hard assignments.
Not really.
Oh, really? You have the answers right now?
If I really thought about them, yeah, I could, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
there's
a good and bad to everything, but there's, in my mind, everything exists in degrees. And, yeah, these things, like the past trauma, of course, those things were very traumatic and dreadful, but they were small, tiny lessons in there that I did appreciate. My disconnection with certain people that I knew, there were lessons in it, and it left me a peace of mind, because what if I stayed trying to engage and people pleased with those folks that I no longer talk to? I would probably be in an even worse position. Going back to the finances, yeah, of course, I've had very good moments without, quote-unquote, having money, that, you know, money couldn't buy those moments. I've had moments without money that I never expect to feel good about. I've had certain moments where I've had peace of mind and was relaxed in a state where I probably wouldn't have experienced if I were financially somewhat stable at the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. And
you know
that's
what?
Not going into... Go ahead.
You know what about you that I'm just figuring out? You have
what
answers already. You have answers. And so focusing on the what's good about everything as opposed to focusing on what's wrong with things. So then it just says, okay, you can focus, you know, it's just choosing what you want to focus on. I mean, if I wanted to feel good, I'd be focusing on all the good shit that happened. If I don't have money, then all the other stuff with the people and in other words, focusing on the light as opposed to the opposite.
Well, like I said, I mean, the moments, the good moments for me personally were they're pretty good. They were more or less, in comparison, short-lived than the not-so-good moments.
Well,
and
okay.
For me, some of the not-so-good
mm-hmm.
moments were more impactful on a broader scale. And for me, I do understand that these events and feelings and perception all come in degrees. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know, you said something that was really very powerful. You said the moments, you know, the good moments were very brief and short, and the other moments, the moments that aren't that pleasant, lasted longer. And so... Even with that, it is still a mind thing. It's still a perspective thing. And you could even switch it and say, well, it's either ones that last longer. I mean, you could change that up too. There are no limitations as to choosing. And I totally get what you're saying. But you're doing everything logically. Logically, it lasted longer logically. And I'm here to tell you that logic and all that thinking, that head thinking, is going to keep you in a place of seriousness. And so the seriousness and the that whole vibration of it, it is time. I mean, aren't you tired of carrying around all this bag, all the seriousness suitcases? Aren't you tired of it? Well, what are you gaining from it? Let me say this. What are you gaining from it?
Oh, logic has saved my life in many instances. Using logic and being serious. And I had to learn.
Well,
I used to be, there was moments when I was very carefree. Buddhist type. I've had moments like that. Periods of my life like that, I should say. And I had to balance them out. I had to learn how to balance them out.
I sure do like you. I like you. I like you. Well, you said, and you're thinking that you're doing all of this stuff. You're thinking that you've saved yourself, and there is source there that is guiding you and inspiring you to take another action. That's all source driven.
I don't doubt it.
Hmm?
or whatever it is. I don't doubt that there's unseen to the peripheral eye or peripheral vision. I don't doubt that there's something in the unseen that's guiding in the way or navigating or helping. I don't doubt that at all.
And so don't you think that that same entity is still guiding and still there with you, in fact, even stronger?
That's possible.
It's really a letting...
That's very possible.
It is not possible. It is fact. It is fact. And it's that same source and it's that same guidance that is screaming now, it's time to let go of things that aren't serving you anymore. Screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
It's time to let go of the series. It's time to go back to the carefree. It's time to let go. It's time to drop your shoulders. It's time to laugh more. It's time to relax more. It's time to focus on what's good as opposed to what happened yesterday and on and on and on. It's time for something different. It's screaming at you, screaming.
Right. Yeah, I had some readings, spiritual readings before, and this one was a real one, not knocking or insulting anyone. Don't take that personal. I mean, I've actually had, I've never had an ancestor reading before, a legit one. And I was doing something, and I felt... a spirit. I was like, who's in here? What is that? And I became alert, like, it must have been something close. And I was just like, okay, something's trying to get my attention. And then a friend called, and this person told me, yeah, I just did one of your readings with a pendulum, and it was one of your ancestors came through. And so she gave me a little bit of information about it. And one of the things that the ancestor said was one of the things I needed to do or on the topic of attachments, said that I needed to heal. And it's like, amongst other things, a few other things, but that was one of them. Healing means, to me, means like shedding off or letting go of or becoming anew. So I've been looking into that or trying to work through that. Yeah. Without going into detail, because I know you have a limited time show.
Yeah, I'm actually coming to the last 2 minutes. But I want to say this because what you just said was huge. And I have to throw this out as far as your healing and stuff and all of that. And I'm not making light of it, that you are healed, period. You are already healed. There's nothing you need to do. There's nothing you need to discover. But there's just a perspective. There's perspective of being healed. I am healed. So you ask the universe, how do I feel healed? Because you are healed. There's nothing else you need to do at all. It's just believing it that you are healed and it's done and it's over. Next moment, next moment, next moment, present moment, you're healed. The only thing is to lighten up all of that other shit, just done. I am healed.
Right. Okay.
And yes, and with that, I love when you call in. I love it. You call me any time. I love it. And your assignment, again, is to go on YouTube and find something that you're going to laugh at every single day. Find whatever you like. I like when people are scared by chainsaws, those clowns in the chain with the chainsaws and just scaring people. I don't know why I think that's funny.
Yeah.
Find something every single day to laugh at. That's it. That's your assignment.
I mean, you can call also. I know you probably have my number that came up in the log or a computer log when I call in. You can call me too. You don't necessarily have to answer that on the air, but yeah, you know,
okay,
feel free if
okay.
you want to continue. If you want to continue
okay.
the conversation.
Reality Spirituality, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Thank you, and thank you, Aaron, for calling in. I really appreciate that. The guy is just so open and honest. Thank you, Reality Spirituality. I will talk to you again next week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.